Case 74. Did you read that?
Case
and the point. First
one. Under first?
Case.
Case first.
Case 74.
Case. Every day at mealtime, Master Chin Yu would personally take the rice pail and do a dance in front of the monk's hall. Laughing aloud, he would say, "Bodhisattvas, come eat." Sui Dao said, though he acted like this, Chin Yu was not good-hearted. A monk asked Chang Ching, when the man of old said, "Bodhisattvas, come eat," what was his meaning? Ching said, much like joyful praise on the occasion of a meal. Pointer. Wielding a sharp sword horizontally, he cuts off the nest of trailing vines in front of his point. Hanging a clear mirror on high, he brings forth Viro China's seal within a phrase. Where one's state is secure within, one wears clothes and eats food. Where spiritual powers wander at play, how can one linger? Have you fully mastered it? Look at what's written below.
Every day at meal time, Master Chin Yu would personally take the rice pail and do a dance in front of the monk's hall, laughing aloud. You would say, "Bodhisattvas, come eat." Look at the commentary for 91. It's not a long commentary, Chin Yu was a venerable adept, descended from Matsu. Every day at mealtime, he would personally take the rice pail and do a dancing in front of the monk's hall, laughing aloud. He would say, "Bodhisattvas, come eat." He did this for 20 years. This is a point. Anyway, this is a little bit of the exaggerated expression of religious joyfulness and religious spiritual freedom. I think dancing is a kind of expression of religious spiritual joy coming from the heart. It's not the well, you should understand this story, and I think in ancient time, Chinese people did like this, not on purpose. No, very naturally they did. And also it was not strange. Exaggerated the expression of his spiritual joyfulness like this was not strange for them. Very natural. Well, in our day, I think we express the religious joyfulness in a different way. But strictly speaking, almost the same anyway. If you pay attention carefully, how you express religious joyfulness. I think that the expression is different, but strictly speaking, almost human beings express just like that. You know? Very dramatic. And very simple, very simple. And then if you see the expression in a word or in indeed, we don't understand what does it mean. We don't understand exactly. But behind the words, behind his deed, well, there is a lot of meaning there. Because people are impressed, very naturally. For instance, some of you went to the seminar by the Thich Nhat Hanh, making people love him so much. I think all of you know him. I think if you see him such a person, even though he doesn't say, just to stand up and walk him slowly, this is he doesn't dance. You know, he just walk instead of dancing. Dancing is really kind of an exaggerated expression, but it's still walking is pretty sane, because we don't understand what the slow walking and meditation is. We don't. But through this person, anyway, we can feel something anyway. We don't know what it is. We can feel the total personality. Total personality of Thich Nhat Hanh from giving forth from, you know, the walking meditations. Walking. Standing. That is the expression. So here say here dancing. It's not the once or twice. For 20 years he did anyway. Means on the other end we had practiced Bendohe in a country land and learning Fushiku Hanpo, you know, the how to eat the meal, etc., and how to go to sleep, and it's this is a kind of exactly expression of religious joyfulness. But we don't live this one anyway, but it is exactly. But in so then, I think we don't express very exaggeratedly, very quiet, but very quietly, just taking care of usual everyday routine. So it's quite different, but exactly the same. That's why each form of action must be taken care of with wholeheartedly, because it's coming out. Spirit coming from the bottom of your life, you know, not the expression of the physical or mental expression on purpose, no. Really coming up. This is a dancing, okay? He says dancing. So, he did this for 20 years, anyway, 20 years, he's dancing anyway. Tell me where was his intent. Was he just summoning the others to eat? He always struck the wooden fish and beat the drum for meal times and also personally announced it. So what father need was there for him to take rice pail and do so many tricks? Wasn't he crazy? Wasn't he expounding by design? If he was expounding this matter, why didn't he mount the jewel flower throne? Jewel flower throne means the platform. Just like the platform where the monks preach, okay? The platform. So, why didn't he mount the platform to knock on the seat and hold up the fist? Why did he need to act like this? If it is that his action was crazy, or on purpose he tried to explain something important mentioned by Buddhas and Bodhidharmas. If so, why did he act like this? Instead of acting like this, why don't you anyway preach on the platform? Knocking the left turn and hold up the straight stick anyway, and then say something about it. But he didn't, but he just danced like this. So it is a crazy person, or crazy actions. People today, far from knowing that the essence meaning was outside of the words, completely outside expression of religious joyfulness, is outside of the words, outside of a physical expression. If a joyfulness is expressed physically, it is no longer real joyfulness. There is real joyfulness behind physical expression. But it's very difficult to see. That's why through the physical expression or verbal expression, we have to see real meaning of joyfulness, okay? Which is kind of invisible. But it's alive. It's alive. So people really impressed by him, by his action, by his word. So that's why people today are far from knowing that the ancient meaning was outside of the words. Why not then take a brief look at the stated purpose for the patriarch or teacher's first coming here? What was it? It was clearly explained for separate transmission outside verbal teachings to transmit individually the mind seal. The ancient man, Qin Nu's expedient methods was to make you directly receive this. For the Chinese, the then teacher in China, and also then teacher in Japan, doesn't explain so much. Just give a simple word, or sometimes just walk, just show physically and verbally, without any explanation. That's why it's very difficult to understand it. But an important point is that expression is a teaching of making the people receive directly something important. But human beings get used of getting something from outside, just the surface, from the surface of human life. This is very common. It's very difficult to see that something profound and deep, which is invisible. So very naturally, we don't want to be patient. Because in order to know something invisible, which is alive in the bottom of human life, it really takes time to touch it anyway. That's why we have to practice with the patience anyway. Day by day we have to do it. So word separate transmission outside verbal teachings to transmit individually the mind seal, the ancient man to new expedient method to was to make you directly receive this. Later, people would vainly calculate on their own and say, why so many concerns? When cold, turn toward the fire. When hot, take advantage of the cool shade. When hungry, eat. When tired, get some sleep. If we interpret it, this is the ancient ancestors mentions like this, you know, why so many concerns? Why don't you live in a simple way? When the cold, turn toward the fire. When hot, take advantage of the cool shade. When you feel hungry, eat. When you feel sleepy, sleep. Why don't you do simple way? But if we interpret it, meaning this way, on the basis of ordinary feelings, okay, ordinary feelings, to explain and comment, then the whole school of Bodhidharma would have been wiped off the face of the earth. I think that the real meaning, real essence is wiped off. For instance, when you have to walk in walking, when you have to practice walking meditation, just walking meditations. Within this simple way, there is something important. But that something important is difficult to explain. But if you explain in a common sense, okay, when you have to walk, just walk. Then, if we explain in a common sense, it doesn't work. It's not. Real meaning of life really dead. Because when you walk, just walk. It seems to be simple, but it's not simple. Simplicity in Buddhism, spiritual sense, I think simplicity is you must act simply as best as you can, but simultaneously you have to be cooperative, okay? Your life must be cooperative with all sentient beings. In other words, you have to be merging with all sentient beings. And that term, it is called simplicity. Okay? For this, anyway, we have to know something behind physical and verbal expression. But it is pretty difficult to explain. That's why from day to day, from age, from century after centuries, if you really want to seek for the truth, the spiritual life requires you very strong intention. Very strong intention. You really seek for it. With sincerity. For a long time, anyway. And that time, even the one word really touched the heart. There is one of the famous Zen teachers in Japan. Started to practice under his teacher. At that time, he didn't listen to the teacher's teaching, and just a simple occasion, simple occurrence, happens in his temple. One day, his brother, the dumb brother, I think they made a mistake breaking the very important china his teacher loved so much. By chance, anyway. But at that time, my teacher didn't scold him, and he said, "Did you hurt? Are you all right? Did you hurt?" He just listened this way, you know. And then he decided, "I would like to practice under him from now." He decided. It's a very simple word. And this word is not so important. I can use so much, you can use so much every day. But one word, same word, but if you use the same word that you use, but it has lots of, influences, lots of profound meaning there, behind the word. So, that's why it's very difficult to say, what does it mean? Why did you awaken? Why did you discover this person is a wonderful person and at whom you want to decide to practice. What do you mean? He didn't understand this anyway. It's very difficult to explain. So, and then later you can write the stories, okay? Stories. The such and such, like this, what I mentioned, you know? And then later people read that stories and people don't understand it. Because he didn't, the people don't understand the behind the stories. And also total picture of the person and person meet together after the pure sense of time and space. Just like a meeting of the moose and the country road that the way you drive, you know, I mentioned before. Immediately you are impressed by moose. But what do you mean a moose? Moose is moose. not the strange animals, the creatures. It's a very usual creature. But immediately you feel something in it. So we don't know. We don't know that total picture of the scene which the two persons meet very sincerely in the pure nature of time. Well, it's very difficult to know from the story like this. Okay, if we interpreted the meaning this way on the basis of our ordinary feelings to explain and comment, then the whole school of Bodhidharma would have been wiped off the face of earth. Don't you realize that 24 hours a day, from moment to moment, the ancients never give up wanting to understand this matter. This is very important for us. Okay? Don't you realize that 24 hours a day, can't you imagine? Can't you believe that we can do this? It is a really Superman. Well, anyway, in the ancient time of the, if you really want to know truth, anyway, ancient time, people try to seek for anywhere for 24 hours a day. At that time, even a simple word really hits your mouth, hits your heart. So the ancients never gave up wanting to understand this matter, but we are pretty easy to give up, but they never give up. Constantly try to seek for it under all circumstances. This is a religious intention. You really want to go. This is a religious intention that we want to acquire peace in our life. Sudo said, though he acted like this, Jin Nu was not good-hearted. Many people misunderstand this line. This monk acted like this, people think he is crazy. He is crazy, or people misunderstand him. He is really something of the saint, okay? Dancing Buddhas, dancing Buddha, dancing Bodhisattvas, understanding all sentient beings and offering a food to everybody. So people don't understand exactly. So that's why this person, anyway, said, Sudo said, though he acted like this, Jin Nu was not good-hearted. Means you have to know. You have to know good-hearted and also not good-hearted. And then you can understand something behind the words, behind the physical expression. But if you see just the one side, so-called good heart, it's not real understanding. That's why he bring up another aspect. This koan bring up on one side, and then the sudor bring up another aspect. And then this koan anyway trying to show total picture of existence. Okay? In order to know something profound behind the words, behind the physical expression. So that's why he says, many people misunderstand this line, that which is called the supreme flower of pure ji is converted on encountering such people into poison. Yes, into poison. If you attach to good hearted, it's converted into the poison. Even though you attach to not good hearted, it is converted into the poison. So you have to know something important behind the words. Just Chen Nu descended into the weeds to help people. Why did Sudo say that he wasn't good-hearted? Why did he talk this way? Patriarch monks must have living potential to begin to understand. Living potential means living functioning. Living functioning. Okay? Not dead, potential. It's working constantly. Behind the words. Behind the expression, behind the, did you hurt? Behind the words, so-called, did you hurt? There is something living potential, living function, coming from total personality of this person. That's why you can be impressed by. You can awaken. People today don't get to the ancient realm. Why? They just say, what mind is there to see? What Buddha is there? If you contrast, you construct such views, you have destroyed the old adept, Chen Nu. It takes thorough observation to begin to understand. If today and tomorrow you go on with such facile explanation, you will never be finished. People today don't get to the ancient realms. They just say what mind is there to see, what the Buddha is there. That means we always see the ancestors' life at a distance. We don't participate. Because we are always soaking our body, our lives in the very warm nights, the bathtub, you know, so-called modern civilizations. And then we say that we should share our life with the poor people. You know. Give something to the poor people. Yes, we understand this one. But where we are very nice, warm, bastard. Then, if you have a spare time, spare things, then let's share our life with people. First, we protect ourselves consciously or unconsciously. This is very common. How do we know? How do you know? Ancestors' life. Who suffered lot in the poor situation, not as a habit, you know. Their poor life was completely no excuse. They had to face directly. They had to receive that poor situation. In the United States, in modern civilization, we can we can experience poor is sometimes as a habit. I'm not criticizing the civilization anyway, modern civilization. But we have to reflect upon ourselves where we are and what we are seeking for. If you want to seek for truth, anyone, what ancestors did? How much we understand ancestors' life? Did you participate? Did you get into ancestors' way? What mind is there? That's why lots of questions coming up. What do you mean? It is a crazy. Well, it is a pretty good. What do you mean, Buddha? All this question coming up. What Buddha is there? If you construct such views, you have destroyed the old adapt to new. It takes thorough observation to begin to understand. If today and tomorrow you go on with such a facile explanation. Facile explanation means we are pretty easily all talks about Buddha's compassion, Buddha's kindness, emptiness, but no practice. We don't know how to practice it. We just believe it. You know, we can believe pretty easily. But we don't know. Don't practice. So we are pretty easily all talk. Day by day. And then we believe that we seem to understand Buddha's teaching, so-called compassion or emptiness. No, nothing. This is all that happens in the everyday life. Later, when Chan Chen had gone up to his seat, and the monk asked, when the ancient man said, Bodhisattvas, come eat, what was his meaning? Chen said, much like joyful praise on the occasion of a meal. The unworthy Chan Chen was extremely compassionate. He licked and tarried quite a bit. In truth, it was joyful praise on the occasion of a meal. I think Dogen Zenji mentions in the Shuku Ampo, I think the food is, anyway, unqualified oneness. And also equality, he mentions in the Fushiku Hampo, it says equality is not the relative sense of equality as in parity or equivalence, but the equality of perfect enlightenment. This equality is the merging of ultimate principle and phenomena. Phenomena and noumena. The original equality of root and branch. Root means truth. And branch means all phenomena, all things. Original equality is something which both phenomena, noumena work together simultaneously. This is called truth. This is called something behind the world. But it's very difficult to know. That's why there is a unique way to know it through a form. That's why form is very important. Without form, there is no chance to gain access, to gain the closest access to it. Nothing. And also, if we don't have a form, I think we cannot create a culture. No. We cannot create a dance, we cannot create paint, we cannot create sculpture. Through the sculpture, anyway, we can know something to gain the closest access to the truth of art. That's why quality is merging of ultimate principle and phenomena, the original equality of root and branch. Only Buddhas and ancestors thoroughly perfect the mediums in thatness. That is called thatness. Thatness is just like that. Just as it is. What is just is of itself. Means a form of the table, a lectern. But if you see the form of lectern, we are caught by the form. We don't know how to be free from form of a lectern, because immediately we create a rigidness, tight. You know? Tightness and rigidness means to make you attach to the form. So very naturally we don't know how to know something important anyway. So-called form is empty. We don't know how to know. But anyway, truth is, thatness is form and emptiness work together. This is a thatness. This is a something, what is it just is of itself. So thus food is a dharma of myriad dharmas, thoroughly perfected by only Buddhas and ancestors. Then how can we know? And then Dogen then says, at this very moment is unique way to know, to gain the closest access to that thusness. Beyond the word, good hearted or not good hearted, anywhere beyond that, anywhere you can access. At this very moment, there is a truth of form, nature, embodiment, potency, and functioning primary cause and conditional factors. In this respect, the dhammas are food. Food is the dhammas. These dhammas are those which were received by previous Buddhas and later Buddhas. This food is that which flows with joy in the Dharma and bliss in Samadhi. Regardless of whether you understand this food as the Dharma or not, anyway, food itself is nothing but what is just is of itself, so-called thatness. So, very naturally, this Zen teacher, anyway, dancing and say, Bodhisattva, come eat. You know, holding the pails and the dancing in front of the you know, Zendo, and that is expression of a physical, spiritual, religious joy coming from his heart, like a spring water coming up, you know, naturally. And next, laughing completely, he says, laughing, yes, laughing aloud means complete erasing the trace of dance, how it is good or how it is bad, complete beyond. That is the implication of laughing. So by laughing, it expressed perfect freedom from trace of dancing in front of the Zendo, thinking whether it is good or bad, or he is crazy or not, completely beyond. Because it's pretty hard to say. So finally, you can be great laughter. You can experience in your everyday life. So he expressed the religious joyfulness means understanding the oneness of whole universe, okay? Through the opportunity, so-called mealtime, only one opportunity, so called breakfast. Through the breakfast, you know, he can preach all sentient beings with his deep mind, so called wisdom. So wisdom reach his mind can reach, you know, all sentient beings. How? Through the breakfast. Through the one opportunity. Through the holding a cup, through the gassho, this form, your mind has to reach all sentient beings. Next, you have to show it. We can believe it. We can know all sentient beings exist behind the breakfast, behind the gassho. You know what? We can believe it. We can know it. But we don't understand it exactly. If you don't understand, you don't know how to practice it every day life. So in order to understand it deeply, exactly, anyway, you have to live there. You have to practice it. You have to show it with body. This is our action. So, that's why he said, joyful praise on the occasion of meal. So meal is meal, but there is a, he can see all sentient beings. You know? So he finished cooking and offer the food to the monks now with all sentient beings. That's perfect, as they would say, work. He has done. It's a great work. That's why, well, maybe in other words, congratulations on your work. Congratulations on great cook.
It's a phrase expounding by design.
Huh?
Expounding by design.
Design. By design.
And in the first paragraph of the commentary, wasn't he, quote, expounding by design?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you're... What does that mean?
Well, that means dancing. They're holding the pair and dancing in front of the dendo is very... very unusual, meaningful human action created on purpose, by somebody on purpose. In other words, he explained something important through dancing on purpose.
Or is there a simplistic meaning? I think I have a simple, but I'm not sure if I understand the way you said it.
Simplicity in life is that your life becomes very stable, physically, mentally. Right now, right here, this is the simplicity. When you drink a cup of tea, okay, I think your life must be one with drinking cup of tea. Okay. Very stably, very peacefully, okay, very steadfastly, very steadfast. Okay. At that time, I think you can drink a cup of tea in peace, in harmony. In peace, in drinking a cup of tea in peace, in harmony means nothing to interrupt, nothing hindrance around cup, around you, around action you drinking. So very naturally, all things around the cup, around you, cooperate. You are drinking a cup of tea. And that time, you can feel stable. You can drink. So simplicity in life is to be one with what would you say? To do something, okay. Excuse me. The simplicity is to do something with all sentient beings. Okay. That time, how do we do? That is exactly right now, right here. You have to pay attention to that. This very moment when you drink a cup of tea. So drink a cup of tea is not object. You can see. It is you. Cup is you, you are cup. Water is you, you are water. And then, and also all other beings enjoying your actions, so-called drinking cup of tea. And that time, your drinking cup of tea becomes in peace, in harmony, exactly. That is called simplicity. So simplicity is, in other words, sincerity in life. It's really sincerity, expressing sincerity. Really true heart, expressing true heart. Within no one form, within no one form, so called drinking a cup of tea. That time it is called simplicity. So this simplicity is not egoistic, individualism. Okay?
In the commentary on the verse, page 493, he says the last paragraph of the whole thing, second sentence, thus pastoral monks must always function outside paths before they can be called genuine masters of our school. Comments on that?
No, where? Oh.
Second sentence of that paragraph.
Second paragraph on page 493?
Right.
Second paragraph. Our genuine master of our school. Thus, Pachilov's monks must always function outside of the patterns before they can be called genuine masters of our school. Yes, genuine master, good master, or not good master. Beyond that, anyway, real good master must be, functioning always beyond this category. Good the master, good teacher or not good teacher. In other words, you have to stand up always in the zero level. Okay, zero level. And then you have to manifest. You have to take care. You have to show. You have to stand up. What would you say? In the Prajnaparamita we say emptiness, form is emptiness. Okay? Form is emptiness means the table is anyway originally of itself anyways based on zero point anyway. Zero. And also that is not usual zero, but because zero is form. That's why we say emptiness is formless. So form is emptiness. You have to return to the zero. For instance, if you do gassho, you cannot touch to the flame of a gassho you have created. So you have to return to the zero. It means don't touch form of gassho. If you attach to the form of gassho, you can create. What is a Buddha? What is a gassho? Always, just like this commentary says. So you never get into, you never get into real gassho. Anyway. So real gassho is, you have to do it, but this form is empty. So you cannot attach to it. So all no attachment means just do. So the just do is no reward, no expectation, So we say it's ridiculous. It's worthless, we say. But Prajnaparamita says emptiness is form. From where form comes. Form of Gassho comes from emptiness. Only when you return to the veil, when you let go of the form which you have created, then real form is proved. That's why it says emptiness is form. That form is what? Form is form. So called thusness. That's thusness. What is just is of itself. Nothing to say. So that is, I think he says, thus, patra of monks must always function outside of the patterns, okay? Patterns. Before, outside of the pattern, are lots of patterns there, okay? Lots of patterns, physical and mental patterns. When you do gassho, there is a pattern, okay? There is a form. So outside of the pattern, before you think I am good student or I am not good student, before you put the label on it, anyway, you have to function beyond the pattern. Means let's return to zero. Form is emptiness. So all you have to do is to accomplish continuation of just do. Then you don't realize it, but that form is real form. So very naturally there is a power within the form. By which you can make yourself mature. That's why when you practice just like this, very naturally your personality becomes ripe.
Well, I don't really understand yet how he could do that for 20 years without design. It sounds like, you know, sooner or later one day he's going to go, it's time for me to go out and dance and burn his underwear again.
That's your thinking. That's why I said spiritual expression of spiritual joy is completely beyond your the purpose, your will. For instance, not only religious matter is difficult to understand, but when I always mention that the mountaineer or pianist, when you become a musician, you know, when you have to practice the music, is there something particular pattern? Is there something particular circumstances you can only practice music? Well, of course. But on the other hand, you cannot always create the particular circumstances. You have to practice music. But if you want to be a musician, everyday life must be music. Every day must be opportunity for you to practice. So sometimes you can see the particular opportunity to practice music, and then on the other hand, when you walk on the street, you can practice music. How do you practice? I don't know. But naturally coming up. You know, in Japan, the famous painting, dragon painting, and when you walk in the inside of the temple, that dragon's squeak, you know. I don't know if it's true or not. Anyway, when you walk, it squeak, making sound. Floor makes sound, or dragon makes a sound. It doesn't matter. But anyway, that painter, when he was a little boy, he always wanted to paint a picture with a brush, and only the brush, whatever he had on his hand, just like a chopstick. One day he was tied up with Paul because he did something wrong. So his parents anyway tied up on with the Paul. Paul. Mm-hmm. He cried. And finally, the tears and then dropped again. And then he started to paint it, you know, with a stick, with the fingers, you know, using the tears. Originally, he drew the mice. And originally, we say that mice start to move. So that means anytime, anywhere, anyway, you can naturally it's coming up. So that is a spiritual expression, joyfulness. If you really have a joyfulness of painting, the joyfulness coming up constantly everywhere. Okay. You can get a chance to practice. I have a friend who was smarter than me. Okay. Yokoi Roshi friends and also teacher. Yokoi Roshi says Karagiri was a stupid guy, but this guy was a pretty smart guy. And then wherever he was, he get the chance to study, and anyway, writing, it's but Karagi was stupid. That's why Karagi has to be put a certain circumstances in order to make him study. You understand? It's not criticism. He's talking about original nature of human capability. You know, if you really want to do something, and through what you can feel joyful is coming up anyway. That is kind of energy to do, okay? Burning your life, burning your energies everywhere. At that time you can be anywhere adept. So if you think intellectually his action was very crazy, you see it is.